Civil War? We're home, said Annie. Home, sweet home. Oh, man, Jack whispered. They were home. They were back in the Frog Creek woods. They were wearing their own comfortable clothes again. The cannon fire was really only thunder. At that moment, Jack loved the thunder. Raindrops tapped against the treehouse. We better hurry, said Jack.
Wait, leave the list in the treehouse, said Annie. It's the first special writing for Morgan's library. Something to follow.
Jack took the list of Clara Barton's rules out of his pack. He put it on the floor next to Morgan's letter.
I wonder how that list will help save Camelot, he said.
I don't know, said Annie. But you know what's weird about getting that list? I think we couldn't just have taken it home when we first got it. We had to live it first.
Jack nodded. Annie was completely right, he thought. He picked up his backpack.
Wait, I see another note, said Annie.
She picked a piece of paper off the treehouse floor. On it was written, Come back on Wednesday.
I guess that's when Morgan wants us to look for the next special writing, said Annie.
That's in 3 days, said Jack. Let's go home and rest.
He started down the rope ladder. Annie followed. When they stepped onto the ground, the rain began to pour down.
Run, said Jack.
They ran through the Frog Creek woods, then down their street. They ran to their porch and dashed into their dry, cozy house. They found their parents reading in the living room.
Dad, Mom, Annie cried. We're so glad to see you.
Well, we're glad to see you too, their dad said, sounding a little puzzled.
Go put on dry clothes, said their mom. Jack and Annie started up to their rooms. Halfway up the stairs, Jack stopped.
Oh, I have a question, he called to his parents. Did anyone in our family fight in the Civil War?
Their dad looked surprised.
Yes, he said. One of your great-great-great-grandfathers was a drummer boy.
Oh, man, whispered Jack. What was his name, Dad?
Asked Annie.
John, their dad said.
Jack and Annie gasped.
And what happened to John? Jack asked. Was he hurt in the war?
No, he grew up to be a school teacher, their mom said. He had 5 children.
Jack and Annie whooped with joy.
That's great news, said Annie.
Really great news, said Jack. Thanks for telling us.
Sure.
Their dad smiled, though he looked puzzled again. As Jack hurried up to his room, some words from the Civil War song ran through his mind. Give us a song to cheer our weary hearts, a song of home.